And this is currently with George and Donna. Hello, babies.
Hi, babies.
You missed this sound?
Hi, babies.
Clink. Because it wasn't really that loud. I don't know if the mic's going to pick that up.
Hello, babitos. So today we're going to tell you guys a little bit about our year last year.
We got to get you caught up.
Got to get you caught up. Got to get you current.
Yeah, got to get you current so we can talk about currently things. Because right now it's currently passedly.
It's passedly. I don't know if you guys had any ideas from the last episode about what we could call it passedly in the passedly. But if you did, tell a friend or family member.
Yeah, share keep it to yourself.
Share it in your thoughts.
We don't have a forum or a blog post.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
We don't have time to be reading that kind of stuff. We busy, girl.
Busy. This is easy nowadays. Like, just to record on a podcast and put it up.
Yeah.
You know, all you need is a microphone and a computer.
All you need is two turntables and a microphone.
It's like everybody...
Minus the turntables.
It's like everybody has a podcast now.
Everybody do.
Yeah.
Everybody does. Actually, everybody does, really, for sure.
Why do you think everybody has a podcast now?
Well, I think people like to talk about things that they're passionate about. And I think you and I are so selfish that we are the topics that we're passionate about.
No, I don't think it's selfish. I mean,
I'm just kidding.
You know, I want to say things and I want to talk about things.
I want to do things.
You know, in an unselfishly way, share with you my life and what I'm going through and what I'm doing and what I'm thinking.
Without the risk of having to hear about your life.
Yeah, because I don't want to be interrupted. I got a lot to say.
Right.
So I don't see where you're getting selfish from, but.
No, I think in our case, like, we have a lot of pals out there and we don't get to share with them all the stories about what's going on. Some of them we do, and they're probably like, I wish George and Donna would just put a cork in it. Shut their fat yaps, telling us all their stuff all the time. Yeah. But other people are listening.
But usually we have them cornered, like in our living room.
Right. They can't leave at the point where we go to tell them a bunch of stories.
And we purposely put them in those chairs that they surprise them. It's a recliner.
Uh-huh.
So when they lean back, or a recliner thing pops up off the bottom,
right,
and then they're stuck.
And they need help to get out of it.
Yeah, and then so that's when we're like, all right, let us tell you what's going on with us.
Now that you're nice and comfy and trapped, let me tell you this 3-hour story about a return I made at Macy's.
That story was horrible.
There was I'm not gonna tell you guys that story today.
There was so much blood.
There was so much screaming. And havoc.
And the fire.
The fires. No. Anywho's. Let's go back to moving. Do you feel like bringing your headspace back to that awful, awful, awful time?
Well, we moved so much. First, we moved from our old house to Araby. From Chalmette to Araby.
Uh-huh.
In the parish.
For 2 months. Two and a half months.
For 2.5 months. So that it was a smaller space, so you accumulate so much stuff over time. So we rented a storage, and somehow I got most of it in the storage with my maneuvering ways, and then the rest of it went to the 2-bedroom that we went to.
Yeah, when we moved out of our house, we had an opportunity there. We packed up all our stuff, and we said, we're going to rent a storage unit, but we're not going to put everything. We're going to get a small storage unit, like a 10 by 10, to save money. And we're going to put some furniture in there and some boxes. But living room and bedroom furniture we're taking with us. And then all of our clothes and a bunch of boxes we're going to take with us because the place we were renting had an extra bedroom. So that's what we did. We got one small storage unit, put the majority of furniture in there, and then took the rest of the stuff with us. Well, lo and behold, 2.5 months into renting, we had to move out because our friends needed their rental unit back. So we had to rent a second storage unit.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, you know what? Moving was, I had a friend that was committed to helping me move the first time. And then he got like a stomach ache.
On the day of moving, he said he was sick.
Yeah. And sick enough to bake a cake. And so, you know, you know, he was probably sick. And but that kind of left me in a jam because I didn't really overly prepare with a lot of people. I just really needed one more guy to help me.
Ray helped us for a little bit. Shout out to Ray.
Shout out to Ray.
He helped us for a little bit that day. So we were so thankful for that. But the rest of it was the old George and the old Donna. We moved our whole house by ourselves.
Yeah, we got up super early and we got to work. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just got to dig in. And move. So we moved all that stuff there. We moved it when we were moving out of the Araby location. It was kind of a tight timeline where we had to get it out before your birthday.
Right.
And
by the way, my birthday is July 1st, right around July 4th.
Yes.
Bad time to move, come to find out.
Well, not bad time if you're moving on your own. Bad time if you hire moving help. And so I thought I was doing the greatest thing in the world. I'm going to hire help this time because if you pay people to show up, right, you don't have to ask your friends.
But tell everybody where you found these guys.
Craigslist or something? I don't know. Moving.com?
Instead of going directly to a moving company that has reviews, George found them through some other way. I can't even remember how.
I think it was the U-Haul gives you suggestions and then they have reviews. Those companies have reviews.
So he found a guy named Mike. Was his name Mike? Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to question whether his name was Mike or not, but it was probably not. So Mike says...
Mike's supposed to show up
at 6 o'clock p.m. I schedule it right after work. I leave work, I go home. Right.
It was a Saturday, but George had to work, so I was there the whole day just getting everything ready to go.
And he calls, he says, hey, we're going to be a little bit late. I said, no problem. So I started doing some more of the work, you know, and then he texts me again, hey, look, we're getting pushed back. We're going to be super late. I'm like, no worries, but not that. This time I'm like, just show up.
Just please show up.
Please show up.
They showed up, folks. They showed up at 11 p.m.
11 p.m. Storage closes at 10. So you went ahead to make sure that it was going to be open in time.
I literally had to go to the storage facility and hold the door open so that... we could still get in after hours. We totally broke the rules because we were not supposed to be moving at that time. But we owned the house at that point. We had gone to closing on the house, but it was being renovated. So George had them move things over to the house and just kind of drop everything off from one of the places. And then we moved the rest of the stuff into a second storage unit.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's giving me heart palpitations.
Yeah. And so here we are.
And I couldn't really help because I got hurt. I fell off my bike.
That's right.
And my left arm. So I look physically fine. Like I'm physically looking like a fit dude who just won't pick up stuff.
And I'm looking just like, I'm looking like a hot mess because I'm just upset at that point and just thinking, how are we moving at midnight?
Oh man, that was horrible. So we got it done, and this guy Mike, comes in. We agreed on a price beforehand. Comes into the house, looks at it, and he's like, "I can't do it for this price." And so he tries to upcharge us at the night of.
And that's when Mike and I had a little conversation in the parking lot of the storage facility, and I told him. In so many words, I was not having that. I said, you're trying to overcharge us. I am not having it. And he said, well, your husband said, I said, look, my husband's arm is hurt and he is tired. You going to be speaking to me about the money?
Yeah. And I remember
did not pay him.
I remember
what
the
he
moving
wanted.
Guys hurt, were hearing you talk to him and they're like, uh-oh, Mike's in trouble.
I mean, I don't have too many
people. But he was a really odd guy. He wasn't helping. Caucasian guy, kind of big, a little bit heavy set and
management material.
He was not actually a mover.
The
big thick glasses, not that there's anything wrong with that. one of our million viewers are probably wearing thick sunglasses and saying, what's wrong with that? No. The combination on this guy with his attitude and his demeanor was not good. So, he says, okay, to you. We only pay him that.
I said, I'm not paying you a penny more than that, in so many words again, I must say, in so many words. And I said, you're just going to have to take it or leave it, buddy. And so he took it, and that was that. I paid him what we said we were going to pay him. But then after that, I was sort of second-guessing it, like, because then they still had to drive over to our new house that was getting renovated and drop off a couple things to put in the garage. And I was like, oh, Lord, now he knows where I live.
Yeah, but so what we did was the upcharge that he was going to upcharge us, we took that money and we gave it as the tip to the guy.
Yeah, we tipped the mover guy, the guys who were actually doing all the work. We tipped them very well because, you know.
Yeah, you know. So they were very helpful, very nice. And we got it done. And it's always weird with moving people because at one point they get talkative and so then they like ask you about the different things. Mm-hmm. So the guy is like moving my skateboards and he's like, oh, you skate? And I like built a skateboard one time to see. So I had to be like, yeah, yeah. You know me.
You didn't have to be like, yeah.
Well, it was because I did. I did do it. I skated and, you know, for a little while. But like, I didn't really want to talk about it. You know, it's like, you don't want to be like, well, you know, if they find something, they're like, oh, you play the guitar. No, I'm just learning.
Mm.
You know, it's just like conversations like you're like, please.
It's like going to the dentist and they're like, so what are you doing over the summer? And like your mouth's wide open.
And they have the
thing. It's awkward.
Yeah, it's just awkward.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was obviously friendly with them and gave them a good tip. And then Mike was like, look, we're going to keep this price. But look, if you can, give me a good review on the moving.
Which I still have to do.
Yeah. We're going to get to it, Mike.
Mike, if you're listening, we're going to get to that review.
Because when we write that review, it will be positive about you as we agreed.
As we agreed on.
As we agreed. But we have to get to the
right. In that parking lot at 12:30 a.m.
As the doors kept trying to close and we kept putting our foot to open it, to keep it open. Mike, I don't know, man.
So anyway.
That was a weird situation.
We got moved out of Araby. At this point, we're living in suitcases.
Yeah.
We got about 4 suitcases in rotation, which worked out perfectly because we traveled so much.
Which will be another episode all on its own.
We can cover it now. We could totally talk about it.
Yeah.
It was exhausting, you guys. But anyway, let me finish up on the moving stuff. So we moved,
to your mom's.
From Araby to my mom's for 2 weeks. 1 week of that, we were traveling. And then when we got back from traveling, we moved to my friend's house. My friend told me she was going to Canada, where she's from, for a month of the summer. From July 9th, I think it was, to like August 14th or so. At this point, you guys, I'm just delusional. It had been so far into the renovation process that I thought to myself, our house is definitely going to be done by August 14th.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move out of my friend Melissa's house and straight into our new house.
It's going to be so nice.
Well, not the whole thing. We
the plan, which was the master bedroom.
The master bedroom. We thought the master bedroom and the master bathroom are going to be done. So we're going to move into our new house while they finish the rest. Well, we moved into Melissa's house, which is a lovely, lovely little cottage in Mid-City.
So nice.
It's on General Taylor. It's so cute. We loved it. Very tidy. The aesthetic was just so calming. Again, traveling, though, the month we were
Melissa,
there.
Melissa, I was hoping you would stay.
Aww.
So much longer on vacation. Aww. Not because I didn't want to see your face.
But because your house was so nice.
It was so lovely.
I do improv at Melissa's house every Thursday.
We're not going to talk about that right now.
We won't talk about that right now. We'll talk about that later. Anywho's. So, yeah, just delusional thinking this month between July and August is going to go by.
Of course,
and I'm going to move into my new house and finish out the... No babies.
No babies.
We traveled a little bit throughout that month. August 14th came, moved out of Melissa's. They had not touched, I mean, laid a thumbprint on the master bedroom or master bathroom area of our home.
Yeah. They kept were saying, ripping... yeah, but they would touch everything but it.
They were ripping out walls. They were doing all kinds of... It was like they had a fear of failure or something on those two rooms, and so they just didn't touch them. Like they treated it like I treat a big project at work. Like, you know, I got 5 days to do it, but I'm going to do it on the last day because I'm afraid.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anywho's, we left Melissa's. We did not get to move in. So then we moved in with Beverly, my mom, Belle, and my new daddy, Sully. And we moved in with them for 2 months.
Yeah. So basically we moved here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Actually, more than 2 months. 3 months. Sorry. We moved in with them for 3 months until we moved in here in November.
But we maybe saw them 3 times?
Yeah. Because... So let's talk about that. Let's talk about travel last year.
Okay, I have shows for my job that sometimes I get chosen to go to. In this case, I got chosen for all of them. So we did Chicago,
Before we moved out of our old house, in January, we went to LA.
Yeah, and then in February, Palm Beach and Naples.
Palm Beach, Florida, and Naples, Florida.
Right, and then May was...
In May, we went to Chicago.
Which when we talk about improv, I'm going to talk about that.
Okay.
Because we went to the I.O. Theater.
Yeah, that's a famous improv theater, and George got to do a little improv work. Yeah,
that was awesome. And then after that, Aspen,
Colorado. No, in June, we went to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, Vegas for a buying trip for my job. And then we went to Tennessee.
We went to Tennessee as well. Road trip. That was personal. That was to visit my sister.
Yeah, I was feeling really outdoorsy. I wanted to do some whitewater rafting. We did some zip lining. We did some hiking. We did some gold. What is it? Gold mine? No, gold mining.
Yeah, like
gold rushing.
Yeah, looking for gold. My sister Tina and her boyfriend Mike. I like to call them nugget heads. Because they like to go mining for gold. They like to go out in the little creeks and ponds around Tennessee. And Mike made this whole apparatus.
Yeah, which is very cool. I carried it for him.
A big suction PVC pipe to suck creek water out. And then they pan it. Then they pan it to pan for gold. And so I started calling them nugget heads.
And then we went from that, then we went to Aspen, Colorado.
Then we went to Aspen for 2 weeks. We were in Aspen.
Yeah, it was a very long show. That was like one of the longest shows, which this year will be shorter.
But we got to do some hiking and some bike riding in Aspen.
Yeah, we went to Hooch in Aspen.
It's a little club I found. Yeah. Leave it to me to find the dance spot at night.
Hooch, which just like the bravery to call something like. And then after that... Then I had, I got...
Baltimore?
Before that.
Oh, yeah.
I was asked to be a groomsman for a good friend of mine, Jared.
Yes.
Which was a complete surprise. It's such a great honor.
Right outside of Albany in upstate New York.
Yeah, so I flew for the bachelor party, which was 6 dudes in a hot tub. With no time traveling.
That's not all it was.
We did some archery and some shooting or whatever. And then I do a yearly, or now it's going to be every other year, trip to a board game convention. Then we had his wedding. Mm-hmm. You went, while I was at the board game convention, you went on a cruise.
Yeah, so backing up, while George was with the guys at the bachelor party weekend, I went to New York City with my sister.
Oh, okay.
For the weekend. And we had a blast together.
And then we...
And then we did the wedding.
No, I went to Gen Con. You went to the cruise.
Yeah, so George went to Gen Con in Indianapolis, and I went on a cruise with one of my besties, Anna. We went on a Bahamas cruise and had a great time.
Then we went to the wedding.
In upstate New York.
It was... That's going to have to be a whole thing on its own. There were secret rooms and things like that. And we like broke into an observatory. Anyway, and then we went to Baltimore.
Then we went to Baltimore.
So we're doing all the traveling. We think, all right, house is getting worked on.
By this time, it's like September 1st.
Yeah. House is getting worked on while we're on vacation. Wrong. House was not getting worked on while we were on vacation.
Was not.
They somehow knew we were on vacation, even though we didn't tell them. And they said, hey, let's double it up. Let's take the free time here. they probably charged their company for work that they did not do.
Yeah.
Those guys, as we later found out, they were way behind and way behind schedule.
You know, on that, I'll say real quick. First of all, did we do any other traveling?
September, October, November? No, I don't think so.
We did not, right? That was it. What I want to say to wrap up about the contractor, renovation, moving, traveling part of last year. The traveling part was great. I felt spoiled. I mean, when do you get to go to, like, you know, 8-10 different cities in a year and a cruise and all that other stuff? It was really special. I don't want to dwell on the what happened with our real contractor that we actually chose. I really don't. It was such a testing ground for George and I. Really, we said a lot of prayers. We really leaned on God really hard the whole time because, like he said, they didn't do the work that they were supposed to do on time. They didn't start on time. They didn't finish on time. And then at the end, it was a bad experience because they wanted to charge us more money for the project than what we owed. We had
to cover their mistakes.
To cover all of their mistakes. They did things like put in the wrong staircase.
And then they had to tear it down. And then they tried to charge us for redoing the staircase that they did incorrectly. Which was insane.
Yeah. I mean, we were just given allowances and we picked everything within our allowances. I knew if I was going over for something
and I was ready to pay for that.
But they just came out of nowhere at the end with, you guys owe us all this extra money. And we were like, no, we don't. Sorry to tell you, but we don't. And we didn't. And by the grace of God, God worked it out for us. Like, we didn't end up having to pay them all that money, but they sure did try. And so it kind of, it hurt our hearts a lot. So I don't really want to talk about that part that much. But it's a well-known builder down here, and we were very saddened.
We didn't get a great motto, like alligator shake, out of it.
We did not get a motto, for sure.
It's something we want to forget.
Yeah. We do really want to forget it and just move on. We feel like God saved us
big time.
Throughout that process. But yeah, they were not cool in the end.
Not cool.
If anybody wants to ask us privately who they are, we'll be happy to tell you.
Yeah, you can ask questions on our forum.
Or just in your own head. You can wonder who they were.
Ask your family member about our situation.
Yeah, but other than that, ask us. Because you know what? I'll tell you later. I'm a fully fledged real estate agent now.
Oh.
Yeah, babies.
Well.
I'll talk about that in another episode. See, we always be telling you what we're going to talk about. But I'll tell you about that later. And I'll tell you, I've already had a couple people who've asked me, who is your contractor? And I say, here's the name, but buyer beware.
Buyer beware.
So yeah, bad on their part. But anyway, let's end on a high note.
What's the high note?
So the high...
Oh, what was your favorite part of traveling?
My favorite part of travel... Okay. Don't get your feelings hurt. Okay?
Okay.
My girl, Anna... I've known Anna since the day I started college, undergrad, at Loyola University. We both went to the chemistry social... In the chemistry department. It was a pizza party. I was 18 years old. And I started talking to Anna. Hit it off with Anna. And then asked Anna if she was going to eat her second piece of pizza. And if not, could I have it? And she said, yes, you can have my second pizza. And it was like I knew at that point in time that we would be friends forever. And here we are, 38 years old, and we said on the cruise that we were celebrating our 20th anniversary.
Nice.
Because we met in 1998, and it was in 2018 when we went on the cruise. So we celebrated our 20th anniversary as friends, and we went to the Bahamas, and we just had the best time ever. So that was my favorite traveling story.
I'm not hating on that, because when you come for work, it's we just really do dinners. All right, babies, we love you very much. As our babies continue to grow, we appreciate you. You can find us on podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, maybe one day we'll actually get a form or a web page or something to where you just don't have to think questions in your head.
You can actually submit them and we discuss them. That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. Actually, just text us. It's only our friends listening to this right now. Mm-hmm. Our babies.
Mm-hmm. But I'm still reluctant to give out my number because what if this becomes super popular and like we...
I'm not saying give your number.
Well, I was about to. I'm saying I was about to give my number. Okay. And then I was like...
That is like a faux pas internet doing.
I just had to check myself.
Ladies, do not ever give your phone number out on a podcast or think that that's okay even for a second. Even if your husband kind of implies it, don't.
Yeah.
All right, babies. Don't do it. Have a great night, a great day, and we'll see you soon.